anything else that you might. What about you never call it anything else. Now then also it says your life on the name.
Okay.
You know anything you can get a word for it.
No, I just
call it
a
company.
It's a homemade
company,
I believe. I don't have a commercial
company. I see that you have a garden out there. What do you call that?
It's a garden. It's small. It's a vegetable garden.
You get from a vegetable garden what? You never call a garden sass. You ever call it a kitchen garden. Now, I think that it's spring of the year with certain trees. You drill a hole in the spelling and you can talk about what you get from that.
Maple, water,
sugar water.
Sugar water.
And what do you make out of that?
Maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wanted to say you were selling this along the road, what kind of sign would you probably make for this thing? And what would the sign say, probably?
Maple syrup.
Fresh maple syrup.
Yeah, but you wanted to make sure. You want to make sure that the people knew that this was not imitation syrup.
Pure.
Or what else? Would you call it anything else?
Pure, 100% maple syrup. Homemade.
All right. If you were to tell me that this watch is gold, and not imitation or anything, what would you say?
Genuine. Where'd you learn?
Genuine? If you cook berries, the juice of berries, what do you get? Sugar and
jelly.
A dish of food on the table. And you want to put them looking for someone to give me. If I were to ask you where the school is, what would you say?
The school is
without giving me any street names.
The school is in the next block over. Or
this.
One block east.
Would you ever say over yonder? Say, and in this case, you must say back yonder east. What about back there?
Back there.